Hi, it's Eric Lures, and you're listening to the Guru Selling System Radio Show. So we set out, you know, we go out there and we start wanting to use mostly the internet, but also articles or anything else like that. Could be online, offline. We want to go out there and we want to start doing lead generation through marketing our information, our expertise. And what happens is a lot of times when people are first faced with this, they say, okay, yeah, you know, I could talk about this aspect of my product or that aspect of my product or service and all this cool stuff. And very quickly, people can go from, you know, boy, I have a ton of stuff to say, to I don't know what else to say. I've run out of stuff. And this is an issue, because when you start down this path of I'm going to, you know, utilize information, content, to market to a to my customer base, and you put out a little bit and then all of a sudden stop, this can be problematic, because, you know, tomorrow people want more new stuff, and the day after that they want more new stuff, especially if you have a list, especially if you have people who are following your information. You become, really, you are only as relevant as the last thing you put out. And if you're either putting out the same stuff over and over again, people will disconnect from you. Or if you're putting out nothing, and then all of a sudden you come back 6 months later and say, hey, I have something to sell, you have lost that connection you had with them. So this issue of having content to put out there on a regular basis, so that, you know, you stay relevant and also stay in touch with the people who potentially are going to buy your products or services, is incredibly important. And that's why I asked Robert Drew from eMedia to join me on the show, and we will get to the interview with him in just a moment. And we're going to be tackling this problem about content marketing. As always, I recommend you stick around to the end of the show, because Robert gave a lot of good information, a lot of good content, and definitely stick around to the end, because you want to get as much as you can of his content so that you can create as much as you can of your own to market your products and services to your target market. Anyway, without further ado, let's get to our interview with Robert Drew. Okay, and today our guest is Robert Drew. Now, Robert is the marketing manager of eMedia, a B2B lead generation provider specializing in cost per lead campaigns for North American and global markets. Robert characterizes his role as the, quote, lead generator for a lead generation firm. We'll have to get more into that. And prior to his current role, Robert developed and launched In Stock Fasteners, an e-commerce site for industrial buyers and contractors, and also contributed to the growth of several other B2B ventures. Robert holds an international MBA from the University of South Carolina, and a BS, or a Bachelor of Science, for those who go, oh, BS, no, Bachelor of Science degree from Northern Illinois University. Robert, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Eric.
Yeah, glad to have you here. All right, so now we're talking about, and this is a construct that I think a lot of people, they may have heard about it, but they don't really understand it. We're going to be talking about B2B content marketing, especially how it applies to lead generation. So can you just, you know, can you lay out for us in you know, fifth grade level terms, how you characterize B2B content marketing and how it's used today, or how it should be used?
Well, Eric, the basis of it is educating the prospect and educating your market before selling your prospect. You use varied pieces and avenues of content to frame an issue felt by members of your market, your constituents, your prospects, to frame that issue, discuss possible solutions to that issue, help them select a solution, and finally, you know, almost as an afterthought, oh, by the way, our company offers an excellent one of these solutions for the issue being discussed.
Okay.
And, you know, and the basis of it is that, you know, this is, you know, behind the methodology of our brand of lead generation and, you know, those of some of our competitors, is that, you know, customers and prospects nowadays, buyers, really are in control of the buying process. They don't want to talk to a salesperson. They don't have to. until they're ready. But they're still collecting information up to that point of readiness. And you want to be within their decision set when they are finally ready to talk to a sales rep. So you need to get the right content out to them with the right, you know, educating them about how to make their, you know, buying decisions, and presenting your solution as, you know, a key component in their solution, or a key choice, hopefully the best choice, you know, for their decision.
Okay.
Before they're, you know, actually ready to discourse with a salesperson.
All right. So let's, you said that word frame. So let's dive a little bit more into that. By frame, you know, can you break that down a little bit and maybe give us an example of what you mean by framing, you know, the discussion?
Well, let's say there's an email antivirus. There's obviously an email antivirus problem. It's an ongoing problem. It's felt by pretty much every company out there. There are various ways to technical solutions for addressing this problem. The companies that offer a solution or multiple solutions for this issue are marketing to, you know, IT managers who have a, you know, they see a wide set of problems within the issue of email virus protection. They have a variety of, you know, platforms, a variety of internal issues that affect their, you know, eventual selection of solutions to this problem. And, you know, they're looking for information from experts to help them make their decisions on how to address this complex and increasingly complex problem. So basically, the experts, that is the email solution providers, the vendors, need to start out by, you know, describing the problem, you know, building their credibility with these decision makers by doing so, and, you know, giving them a host of potential solutions to the problem, you know, to, again, further build their credibility and to, well, you know, give the decision maker the idea that he is being educated and, well, frankly, to educate him, you know, to inform them, to help them make their decision.
Huh. Okay. So...
And then, you know, then you take the content marketing to step two, to step three, et cetera.
Huh. So basically laying the groundwork.
Exactly.
Okay. So what type of, I think it's called collateral, but what type of collateral works best is there different collateral for different situations, or is there one type of collateral that works best across, you know, every type of content marketing?
There are multiple types of collateral for different situations. To generalize, from our experience, white papers and e-books, especially white papers, are the most versatile. They tend to work best across the widest range of situations. Webinars are quite helpful too, especially for later stages of the lead funnel. And let me explain what I mean by lead funnel. Some of your listeners, many of your listeners, may be aware of AIDA, Business 101 concept of marketing, where they break it out into four stages: awareness, interest, decision making or desire, and action. Well, the lead funnel, you think in your mind, roughly parallels that. Think of it as a funnel. With the large end pointed upward. That's the top of the lead funnel. That is where you're attempting to message to people on the basis of awareness, just making them aware of your company and your solutions. White papers are excellent for that stage of the lead funnel. You may further nurture the set of leads that you have initially reached in the awareness stage with further collateral, additional collateral, to increase the interest of a smaller set of leads as you pull them through the funnel. Finally, as the funnel narrows, again, this is just a visualization of how the B2B content marketing process tends to work. There are those smaller number of leads that are that eventually become very interested in your solution, based on their own research, but especially on the collateral and content that you're producing for their educational benefits. At that point, when they're in the decision making and action stages of this model, they may be much more willing to actually speak to a salesperson after you've cultivating them and nurtured them with relevant white papers and perhaps a webinar or two. Titles and offers matter as well. I mean, obviously, a white paper that is designed to simply raise awareness of your company and its solutions for lead acquisition, that is top of the funnel, tactic. That may have a distinct title and goal from another white paper or a webinar that is designed to message to the decision maker that is much closer to a point of decision. You know, somebody who is much more aware of your company, somebody that is already farther down the funnel, comparing your company with potential your competitors, you know, potential other solutions, and you know, much closer to being a customer. So, to generalize, white papers and ebooks we find are the most versatile. They can be used in really all segments of the lead funnel. Webinars have their uses too, especially for later stages of the lead funnel. And the whole thing is an acquisition, a lead acquisition, and then a lead nurturing process through to landing, you know, a small set of solid customers ready to make a decision.
So basically kind of pricking their interest, and then the ones who are interested will go through and eventually end up in the webinar. So the white paper gets interest, and eventually they go through, and the webinars will more persuade those who are already interested.
The webinars plus further white papers with more defined titles and offers, you know, slanted towards the prospect that is closer to a decision.
So that's the main strategy that you use for your clients is like along the lines of the developing white papers and webinars and that funnel for them?
Yes, this is the model that we see them adopting and that we recommend in general. This is the type of customer that works best with us. We're especially effective at the lead acquisition stage of the lead funnel. You always need to keep your funnel full, and we can take your white papers, your ebooks, and your other collateral to target markets, target audiences of prospects via our own email newsletter-based platform, and of course our destination websites, you know, focusing on specific audiences and markets. Yes, this is the model that we that our that our customers tend to use and that we suggest they, you know, kind of adopt.
Well,
we don't need to, in our market, we don't really need to do a lot of pushing in that respect because, you know, the model itself, the B2B content marketing model is, you know, is well entrenched in a number of industries and is growing significantly in a number of others.
Huh. All right. So, some people might say, well, you know, I've heard this before, I've heard that before and everything. What is it about, you know, what you do or your mindset about it or whatever that, you know, is different from the status quo of lead acquisition?
Well, we encourage a two-pronged approach.
Okay.
Incorporating push and pull models. You know, many of our competitors will simply host the collateral on destination sites or circulate them through a network of partner web properties. We are very good at taking customers' collateral, their white papers and webinars, to audiences, email-based audiences of ours that, you know, anticipate. We take them with via email newsletters. We happen to call them email bulletins on a weekly basis. These are branded email vehicles that our audiences of decision makers in specific B2B industries anticipate each week. And so, you know, collateral, client collateral coming through these vehicles are typically well received. And, you know, this is a push marketing vehicle that tends to work very well with filling the funnel and executing on the lead acquisition end of the funnel. Because there are many, many people out there who are aware of a potential issue or an impending issue that may face their company, or one that is already facing their company that they have, you know, been so busy they haven't acted on yet, acted to start researching to present a solution yet. So when solutions to this issue come to them via a trusted email source, you know, this is an excellent way to reach them. We also have properties in a variety of, focusing on a variety of audiences that do host our clients' collateral for those prospects and decision makers that already are in the research mode, that already feel some sort of pain or impending issue that they are already acting upon to learn more about and eventually, you know, source a solution for, if that's clear.
Okay. Yeah, no, I get it.
It's a two-pronged approach.
And
it covers all prospect behaviors, as I just kind of indicated.
Well, that's what we need. We need to cover all those behaviors. Well, anyway, we're running tight on time here. So, Robert, why don't you tell everybody on the line how they can get in touch with you, learn more about you and what your company does and all that.
Well, you can reach us at www.emedia.com. We execute North America-wide campaigns we had 85 at this point, where, as we define them, 85 distinct B2B sub-audiences across a wide range of markets that, you know, you can reach us there. You can contact me directly at robert.drew@emedia.com if you like. By the way, our Twitter feed is at eMedia USA. You can tap into that and learn more about us, about how we work that way. You know, we're looking forward to hearing from you if we can possibly be of assistance.
All right. Well, Robert, thanks for being on the show, and thanks for giving us, you know, that intro into content marketing. We appreciate it. And I hope to have you back on again soon.
Hey, I really appreciate it, Eric, and thank you for the opportunity.
And thank you. And thank you for taking the time to listen today. As always, remember, the first place you have to start when you are doing lead generation is knowing exactly who you are going after. So content and all this other stuff and the ability to market to your target market first starts with knowing who the heck that target market is. And in order to help you do that, that's why I created the program called the Ultimate Qualified Lead Profile Toolkit. Normally, I charge $97 for products like this, but it's absolutely free to you on our website. So just go on over to guruselling.com. Actually, you can go to guruselling.com/profile. Download. It's an hour of video training along with an 8-page workbook to help you identify the ultimate qualified lead for your product or service. And it's not just the same old mumbo-jumbo demographics, logistics kind of stuff. It actually takes in, there's a whole other aspect, multiple aspects, multidimensional aspects that I put into the program that incorporate you, your mindset, your desires, as well as the interaction between the two of you, and not just a profile of this individual, but literally a profile of the individual, you, your interaction, and the way that you want to work together in order to give you the most rich, most useful, ultimate qualified lead profile that you'll ever create. So again, go on over to guruselling.com, that's guruselling.com/profile, to download your free UQL program today. Anyway, it's Eric Lewis saying thanks again for taking the time to listen, and always remember, you have to be a person before you can be a salesperson. Take care. Bye-bye.